So it's Dave here from Black Country Radio with Betsy. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very well. So you are one of the best, I would say, emerging artists in the UK at the moment.
Oh, that's very kind.
It's the best way to get to you.
Flattery.
What can I say?
Such a charm.
So your career has been so varied. I mean, you went away to France, you did all the fashion industry there. What made you come back into music again?
Well, for me, music was my first love ever since I can remember. So, weirdly, fashion was kind of a way to make money, like a bread ticket, and I just kind of got sidetracked. So I was doing this job in Paris for this massive company called Balenciaga, doing the runway stuff, and it was all lovely and glamorous and fab. But it was just really niggling away at me that I wasn't doing what I really, really loved. Mm. So I quit.
Well, thankfully you did. Now we can see that you still include fashion in a lot of your performances.
There's
a beautiful, almost like peacock feather hat.
Thank you, yes.
Beautiful, yes. It's beautiful.
Isn't it fabulous? Yeah, I'm really, really keen on obviously the clothes. I like to be very OTT. Mm. And all of my artwork and everything is quite opulent. Trashy opulence is what I call it. Mixing my two worlds of fashion and my Welsh roots on a farm.
We need to get you a fashion line. We need to get you a lot of clothes.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Well, if we go in together, will we share the profits?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
Okay.
No, well, you know.
Well, what's 80-20.
95.5.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. So, I mean, you've got an amazing voice. With you, it's just like if you turned up and started singing, you sound exactly the same as you would on the record.
Weirdly, like, I do get that. That's one of the compliments I get when I'm live, is that a lot of people are like, is she miming? Like, sometimes. So that's really, it's a massive compliment. Massive.
So who do you take your musical influences from?
I'm really inspired by people like Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, you know, like these deep, soulful vocals and over really big pop songs, you know? But they're always quite melancholic. There's always a depth to them. They're real, you know? And everything that I do is about something that's happened in my life. So I like that realness. And also Annie Lennox is a really good reference for the fashion side, the artistic side of things. So it's that she's a really big inspiration.
I think we heard some of that, especially in Wanted More and singles like that. We've definitely heard that side of it in those kind of ones.
I'm so happy you said that, actually, because when I sat down to write Wanted More, I had kind of an Annie Lennox vibe in mind.
So, of course, we're here at Birmingham Pride.
Yes,
you just come off the stage? How are you still looking so fabulous? I don't understand.
Seamless, darling, seamless.
So, how was it in front of the Birmingham crowd?
Oh my God, just so amazing, so amazing. I mean, it's such a joyous event, and everybody's in the swing and enjoying, and everybody was having their hands in the air and singing along and having a dance.
There's
just
such an amazing vibe here. It's just full of love wherever you look.
Yeah, it really is. So it's the perfect crowd to have, really.
Well, there we go. So Waiting is out now at the moment.
It is, yes.
Brilliant
it
single.
It is.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, and another sneaky single maybe on the way.
Oh, sneaky surprise. Oh, really? Okay. So can we get any exclusives?
Well, not yet, but there is definitely more music on the way.
Wonderful.
So keep your eyes out.
I will. And well, we can't even miss you with your brilliant fashion company.
You can't. But yes, Waiting is out there at the moment, and that's a really special one, because every time I sing it, I just did my first UK tour.
Mm-hmm.
Which was sold out. Are you impressed?
Oh, I am impressed. Yes, I was about to ask how it went, and I was going to let you bring that in for straight away.
But Waiting's like an amazing one, because you look to the crowd and there's couples kissing while it's on. It's like a really emotional one for everyone.
Look, that's going to be like a wedding song for people.
Yeah,
you're going to be part of people's lives forever.
Someone asked me to do a wedding and sing that song for their first dance.
You can design the dress, the wedding dress, and the suits as well.
The whole thing, the music, the dress.
There's a business right there. Wedding planning by Betsy. There we are.
Oh, that would be fabulous. I'd love that.
Oh, man. I want to come to one of your weddings now. I've got to see this.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.